Well, Adelaide's been in lockdown during the same week that Queensland hosted 50,000 people at the footy. What does it all say about the state of COVID in Australia? And given the previous success in Adelaide, is complacency our worst enemy? Adjunct Professor Bill Botell, even though the SA lockdown's ending early, their outbreak was still a nasty one, right?
Well, it could have been a lot worse, and I think the Premier and the South Australian authorities there did exactly the right thing. The moment they got wind of it and they'd seen what had happened in Parafield, I think it was, they came down very hard and very fast. Now, it turned out there were some wrinkles in the story, and that can happen. But it seems now they've brought it really under control.
Bill, a friend of mine was down there just before the outbreak and saw no social distancing or precautions. So, mate, is complacency the biggest threat?
It is. Look, when it's been zero for days and weeks and months, as it has been in Western Australia, I don't think they've had a case of zero transmission, local transmission there since April, people tend to think, well, what was zero yesterday will be zero tomorrow. And we know people who play the poker machines know that whatever happened before doesn't necessarily happen. So we've got to be very careful. But it's a human condition, right, that people think that they've conquered it, that they're on top of it, that nothing can affect them. Well, that's the condition that the virus prospers in. Yeah. Because if people drop their guard, it will take off again.
Ironically, might the people of Victoria and New South Wales, you know, where they've had tougher restrictions, be better placed to live with COVID than the people of Queensland?
It'd be very interesting in Queensland as things open up there. People shouldn't think that there's a particular virus that's not so bad in Queensland or Victoria. It's the same virus. We know that there are 600,000 cases a day in the world, and we've got to have people come back and forward into Australia, and quarantine is a weakness. So we have to keep our guard up, and when something goes wrong, we've got good contact tracing and testing, then the authorities have to move very fast before a little problem becomes a very big problem. We saw that in Melbourne when I think they were very complacent at the end of the first lockdown. They never really got on top of local transmission there. And they one day declared freedom. They thought it was all over. And, of course, the virus had other ideas.
Yeah, I'm talking with Adjunct Professor Bill Botell. Bill, Queensland sees its COVID-free status as a success. But is it a success when it's only the result of isolation?
Well, I think they have managed it well. They have been very good. They've got a very good public health infrastructure, as we do in New South Wales. So management is important. And, of course, we've got to open up the borders. If we have more runs of zero community transmission in New South Wales as we've had in the last couple of weeks, which has been great, well, of course, there has to be a removal of the restrictions and the borders eventually. That's what the people of Queensland and New South Wales want, and that will be very good. But we just don't want the virus to take off, and we've got to manage it.
People are getting excited about the vaccine news, but realistically, what's the timeline for mass vaccinations?
Oh, I think it's going to be months and months and months. The promising news is good. There are many different vaccines that seem to be on the way. But let's remember that a vaccine is not a cure. It's not as if you give it to the entire population on Monday and then it's all cured and gone away by the Friday. We will have to roll out the vaccines. We'll have to see how they work over weeks and months. If the claims that are made for them actually work in practice, and then you've got to distribute them around the cities and around the country. I know one of the vaccines run by Pfizer requires it to be transported and stored at about minus 70 degrees. Well, it's not a suburban pharmacy or a doctor's surgery. That's only in the very large hospitals. Yeah. So there are lots of different problems and challenges that are going to come up whenever a vaccine comes online. And we'll only know how that works over months. And in the meantime, of course, we do have the behavioural vaccine. We know what works, so social distancing.
We've got to learn to live with it, haven't we?
We've just got to cope with it. The best way to live with it is to live without it. And I've got to say, in Australia and New Zealand, where would you rather be tonight? You know, would you rather be in Sydney or Melbourne, out of a cafe or going to a show, or would you be in London or Stockholm or Paris or New York, where things are pretty tough?
It's pretty awful, mate.
We don't want that here.
God bless you, and thanks for everything.
Thank you very much.